These days, 1 in 5 adults under 30 say they met their current partner through a dating app. That leaves a whopping 80% of folks who still found a partner the meet-cute way. This is Christine Burright on a special Spring Fund Drive edition of Pass the Popcorn on KVNO. A meet-cute is the moment in a movie when the two love interests meet in a charming or comedic way. They can hit it off right away, or it can be a clash of personalities. But the meeting needs to stick out in some way. Basically, it has to be cute. Because of the cute part, the term is often associated with romantic comedies. I am aware that films about romance and relationships have been known to get a bad rap over the decades, frequently being looked at as silly or unrealistic. But sometimes, a romantic film comes along that defies your expectations. Instead of watching a slick, adorable 100-minute romp through the first weeks, months, or years of a couple's relationship, we're challenged to take a closer look at the meeting part of the story. One of my favorite examples of this is Before Sunrise. Before Sunrise is a 1995 romantic drama directed by Richard Linklater and co-written by Linklater and Kim Krizan. The film is set in a single night in Vienna as American student Jesse, played by Ethan Hawke, and French student Celine, played by Julie Delpy, meet on a Eurorail train to Paris. During the course of the film, Jesse and Celine wander the streets of Vienna, sharing deep and lengthy conversations about life, love, time, death, and self-discovery. Not much happens by way of a plot. We're simply watching two people fall in love over the course of an evening. And fall in love they do. But Jesse and Celine ultimately go their separate ways and agree to meet again in the future. It's not a Hollywood happy ending, and perhaps you think that watching people wander and talk on a screen doesn't sound entirely engaging, but what I find so magical about this type of film is that we have all experienced a night like that. Maybe it involves a meet-cute, and maybe it doesn't, but something magical happens, it shakes us out of our routine, and we think, I never want this night to end. The event sticks with you, and over time, it becomes a part of your personality, and it weaves itself into the fabric of your life. If you're that person, and you're looking for a film like Before Sunrise, then I have even more good news for you. Before Sunrise has two sequels, Before Sunset and Before Midnight. The three films in the trilogy were each made 9 years apart, so you get to follow Jesse and Celine as they evolve from college students into two adults changed by time and distance, yet still yearning for that youthful connection. The Before trilogy is available to stream on a variety of platforms. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to venture out into the world and see if I can muster up my own version of a meet-cute, perhaps encountering a new friend to talk movies with. From the KVNO Arts Desk, this is Christine Burright on Pass the Popcorn, asking you to support arts and culture in our community by supporting the Spring Fund Drive.